Hello, hello, and welcome to day 10. Oh my gosh, day 10 of our month of manifestation. I hope that you have been enjoying these as much as I have. So let's actually just go ahead and get right into it because this today has a little bit of an explanation because I actually haven't like done this technique to the public before. You know, I've done it one-on-one before and like in smaller containers, but definitely not like to the masses. So I'm really, really excited about this. So if you did the meditation from yesterday, you already visualized your manifestations. So today we are actually going to put it on your timeline so we can actually get your subconscious mind on board with your manifestation using a technique called time techniques. And time is an acronym for time integration for maximum empowerment. And basically, this is a set of processes used in neuro-linguistic programming, which is NLP. And time techniques are based in the premise that we all have a timeline and our past, present, and future experiences are organized. And in my 5 years of doing this work, this is my absolute favorite and most potent modality of all time because it's so freaking powerful for releasing negative emotions and limiting beliefs. And you can also use time techniques to plant positive goals and outcomes in the future on your timeline. And this is so powerful because it helps subconsciously align a person's thoughts and behaviors toward making your envisioned future a reality. So if you've done this with me before, you can skip ahead to the actual practice and there'll be timestamps in the show notes. But if you haven't, then you're going to want to discover your timeline, which I'll take you through right now. So I have a feeling if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where's your future and where's your past, that you'd point in a certain direction, like front to back, side to side, up and down, or in some direction related to your body. Now, it's not your conscious, logical, thought-out answer that I want here. It's your natural, unconscious answer, your first impulse. So, if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where's your future? What direction would you point? Good. And where's your past? Perfect. So, what I'd like you to do now is go ahead and close your eyes and think of your timeline. And when I say timeline, I don't only mean something that you see, because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to float above it. And when I say float, I mean as if you might float in a pool or a bathtub. However you imagine your timeline is completely perfect because it's yours. Now go ahead and float just above your timeline, making sure to look through your own eyes instead of seeing yourself floating. Now, staying up above your timeline, I'd like you to turn and face the past. Just turn so you're facing the past and just float back into the past. At the unconscious level, there is no concept of time, so your unconscious can take you there as quickly as it likes. You can take as much or as little time as you'd like. Go ahead and float right back into the past as far as you'd like. Good. Now go ahead and turn back toward now, facing the future. And go ahead and float right out into the future. And remember, there's no concept of time at the unconscious level. So you can take as little or as much time as you like. So you can go ahead and just float right into the future. Good. Now go ahead and face now so that you're facing back toward the past. And I want you to float up way up into the air. In fact, float so high that your entire timeline seems to be only an inch long. And when you're there, go ahead and float all the way back down into now and float right back into the room and open your eyes. Okay, great. How was that? Now, that might have been a little trippy. when I do this with my clients or with a group, people are like, what the heck was that actually? But just know that you're completely safe. You're completely protected. Okay, so now we're going to put your goal into your timeline. But before we do that, I want you to think about when you would like to have this goal done by. So if you have a specific date, cool, you can write that down. If not, don't worry about it. And I also want you to think about what is the last thing that has to happen for you to know that it's a done deal and that it feels real, right? So for different people, goals and outcomes appear real at different times. So for example, let's just say you had a goal of buying a car, right? And so the question is, at what point would you know that the car is yours? So maybe it's when you are on your way to the dealership, or when you're sitting in the seat of your new car, or when the dealer hands you the keys. And the point is that it's going to be completely different for every single person, and it might be different for each goal that you set. So just make sure that you are super clear on what the very last step is, so that you know that it's real and it's a done deal. And so that is what you want to put into your timeline, because you want to put certainty around it. So if you need more time to think about it, feel free to pause and do that. But if you're ready, you can go ahead and close your eyes. And I want you to think about your goal now and ask yourself, what is the very last thing that has to happen in order for this goal to come true for you? What is the very last step when all of a sudden your mind goes, this is real, this is happening? And I want you to take yourself to that moment right now in the goal. Take yourself to that moment, and I want you to notice the picture that's in your mind. See yourself achieving that goal and see the moment that it becomes real. Hear what's going on around you, what's going on inside you, and feel the feelings of accomplishing that goal. And if you haven't already done this, step into the picture so that you're looking through your own eyes and experiencing it right now. Seeing what you'll see and hearing what you'll hear and feeling what you'll feel in the moment you've achieved this goal. And we're going to adjust the qualities of this picture now in order to make it more desirable and more real. So as we go through the process, the feeling will intensify in your body, and notice the feeling that already exists and feel it intensify. And go ahead and add some color and make it more vibrant and see if that makes you want it more. And if it does, turn up the colors and make them as vibrant as you'd like to create the most real and amazing feeling about accomplishing this goal. Or if not, maybe mute the colors and turn them down and see if that makes you want the goal more. Or maybe they were perfect the way they were. And add some brightness to the picture and see if that makes you want it more. And if it does, turn it up as much as you'd like so that you feel that feeling inside your body growing. Or maybe you want to take the brightness down a little bit, but set the brightness to exactly where you want it to give yourself the most real, powerful, positive feeling that you've accomplished your goal. Next, take a look at the size of the picture and make the picture bigger so that it's bigger than life and see if that makes you want it more. Blow it up as big as it feels good. Or maybe you'd like to bring the size down a little bit, or maybe it was perfect as it was, but adjust the size to give you the most powerful, positive feeling. And next, notice the distance. How far is it away from your mind's eye? And bring it a little closer, see if that makes a difference. makes you want it more and turns up the desire. Or maybe push it back, push it away a little bit, but adjust it so that it is at the perfect distance. Next, see if you can make that picture even more focused, more laser sharp. And if that makes you want it more, adjust the focus as much as you'd like, or maybe you want a softer look, but set it exactly where you want it. And also notice, is it a picture or is it a movie? And if it's a still picture, add some movement to it and see if that makes you want it more. And if it's a movie, make it a still picture just to see, and set it to whichever one makes you want it the most and whichever one makes you feel that feeling of hitting the goal and getting the thing. Feel it inside you as it begins to expand inside your body, doubling the sensation now. And notice the sounds that are going on around you. Turn up the volume and see if that makes you want it more. Notice the things that you're saying to yourself and make the voice louder and stronger and see if that makes you want it more. And notice the feeling inside of your body. And notice how good it feels to have that validation, to finally achieve that goal. And notice how delicious it feels to have it now. And as you amplify that feeling even more, I want you to notice it spread throughout your body, radiating from each of your chakras and the energy field around you, from the heavens to the top of your crown, to your third eye, to your throat chakra, your heart space, your heart chakra, down to your solar plexus, your sacral, and your root chakra, all the way to the tips of your toes and down into the earth. And I want you to double the sensation now. Double the intensity of that feeling. And now, holding on to that feeling, I want you to step outside of your body and outside of this vivid experience so you can see yourself in the picture or the movie in front of you. Almost as if it were encased in a shiny, sparkly bubble of magic. Magic that has the ability to make anything it touches a done deal, a certainty. And I want you to take that bubble into your hands right now. Reach out and grab a hold of that bubble in your hands and float right up out of the moment of now, well above the timeline, so that you're all the way above your timeline. And I want you to float out to that future date, right out over the future date of the timeline. And we're going to energize this bubble with 4 life breaths. You're going to breathe your life's energy, your power of manifestation into this bubble. So first breathe in and out. Breathe your life's energy into this. Second breath in and out. Breathing your essence and spirit into it. Third breath in. And as you breathe out into it, it becomes even more real. And fourth breath in. And as you breathe out into it, it takes on depth and certainty. And now take this bubble and drop it right down into your timeline so it is inserted into your timeline. And watch as your timeline opens up to accept this new goal into your future and locks it into place because it is a done deal. And as it engages into your timeline, there's a glittery ripple of energy and change that moves from that moment all the way out through the future, forever changing your future timeline. As the realization and having of that thing has forever changed who you are and what you do from that moment forward. As you turn around and look back toward now, you see another ripple of change and transformation and energy go from that moment all the way back to the moment of now, as each and every step that it takes to achieve that goal instantly gets inserted into the timeline at the subconscious level. And your subconscious mind is now firmly on track to taking you to this outcome. It is a certainty, just as certain as what you did yesterday What comes tomorrow is a certainty as well. It is done, it is done, it is done. Watch as your entire future timeline now accepts this new goal, to accept this outcome as it becomes a certainty in your path. Watch as the ripple of change spreads out in both directions, forever changing your timeline. And when you're done noticing that, when you're done enjoying that, come right back to now, over your timeline, right back into the room, into your body, and open your eyes to a brand new future of your own design. Oh my gosh, amazing. Okay, so first of all, you have to let me know how that went for you. You can DM me or tag me at Imani Nicole on Instagram or TikTok or anywhere. And as you move about your life, really notice the insight and the synchronicities that happen after doing this exercise. And you have to do your part. You have to take inspired action. And I just cannot wait to see and hear about what moves have been made in your life. How freaking cool. And the really cool thing is that you have access to this recording. So you can use this for any and every goal that you have forever, or at least for the life of this podcast, which I foresee being a really long time. So, with that said, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, bae.